Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
And Botany Bay Eco Tours of Edisto Island and the Ace Basin, combining cultural history with natural history. Offering Gullah tours every Thursday with Miss Sarah Burnell sharing her stories of growing up Gullah. Online at botanybayecotours.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mank from USC for Nature Notes. Brad Verdon sent me a photograph. He was thinking it was a mole salamander, and lo and behold, he was correct. It's one of the ambystomas, the group of salamanders that many of them you don't see above ground very often, only to breed. But mole salamander, perfect name for it because it is in the ground like a mole would be. This one's chunky with a big head and usually stays underground and then comes out in late winter, early spring in the rains and mates. It eats small animals that it finds in the ground. It lays single eggs, small mass of eggs, in standing pools of rainwater.